This is The Playbook.
The biggest adversity I face today and always face is E-G-O. Ego is not my amigo. It is there. And the better I get at identifying the triggers of my ego that take the blood out of my brain, that make me utilize the primal state of fear, separation, inferiority, superiority, anger, frustration, worry, resentment, and guilt, all of the things that create interference and waste my time, emotion, money, and energy, all of it sucked away from the time I've been a little boy until today. I'm on a constant quest to speed up the process to identify when I'm in ego-based consciousness, stop, not resist it, oversell it, back and sell it, lie to it, cheat to it, manipulate it. Instead, just stop, get to center, get to neutral, drop by breathing through my nose and out through my mouth. And then identifying what I want, who can help me, who I can help, how I'm going to get it done, and what I should be doing now by prioritizing what's important to me by the what, the who, and the how. And then not finding my why, but applying my why to the what, the who, the how, and the now. When I have learned to learn to love what I do, when I have created a system to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what I'm doing, then ego itself becomes the only and biggest adversity in my life, because I now know that I give meaning to everything I see, that I can't find outside of myself what I can't find inside of myself, that I'm in control of my mindset, my heart set, and the conscious things that I do. And so if I can look internally through radical humility and live my life and pursue my potential and identify and hopefully only spend minutes and moments in ego, not days, weeks, months, and years, man, I'll be a lot better off.
Dude, that's beautiful. And I love that, because it's really just yourself overcoming yourself every day. It's like all the stuff that we see is just the external. It's just the environment around us. But it has to start within us. And if we can overcome ourselves, and like you said, the ego, and just understand it, it's almost like it's like a dance. We have to, like, if we like try and push it away or fight it, it just creates this chaos. But if we can learn to work with it and learn to be like, all right, hey, like, I'm in the driver's seat here. Like, I get it. I get what you're doing here, but like, right. Come on, right? Like, it's really, but you're right. And not many people have come up with a response like that, because it's usually the external things, but really it's your, how you look at it.
And so remember, small minds think of things.
Yeah.
Great minds think of ideas. The purpose that people try to seek are the thoughts about their purpose instead of what they think are things. And so when we can devoid ourselves and create a unity within ourselves, we don't mind or matter about things. We matter and mind about our ideas and the ideas that we have about our purpose, which creates our purpose, which creates the fulfillment, the passion, the purpose. And believe it or not, also brings, ironically, the profitability to our lives, which can bring things. Mm. But you have to somehow utilize counterintuitive thought in order to effectuate what you want, because what you resist persists. And what we go out to try to go get, we actually need to allow to happen by clearing the ego or the interference to allow it to happen, by blending patience and persistence, which is also one of the greatest nuances of conflict that is so difficult for people to do, to understand. I'm one of the most aggressive, ferocious go-getters you'll ever meet. But I'm a Buddha. I'm a ferocious Buddha that will, number one, utilize the law of gravity to say, hey, man, and this takes a ferocious person. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm at the right place at the perfect time. I need nothing else. But when you utilize the law of gravity, now how do you utilize the law of Goya? If you're supposed to be happy where you're at, exactly where you're supposed to be, why would you want to be anywhere else? Well, now you got to utilize the law of Goya, G-O-Y-A, get off your ass. And because although I'm happy where I'm at, exactly where I'm supposed to be, I know I can be somewhere better. Mm. Okay, so now I utilize the law of Goya. I don't sit at home high on my mom's couch dreaming about what I want, sick and broke all the time. I go get it like a ferocious, you know, maniac. But I then realize that through the law of gravity and the law of Goya, I can allow things to happen through the law of attraction, that I'm actually effectuating and creating a void for the universe to fill with what I already want or what I already have by just utilizing the law of Goya to focus in on what am I doing to interfere with what I want, not going to actually get it.